This is the meditation for visualizing the Yud Ke Vav Ke. And as I said, you can listen in the privacy of your home, or you can listen while you're walking in a nice, quiet place. So if you're relaxing in your home or in a private area, just close your eyes and visualize what I'm saying. And if you're walking, then you can keep your eyes open, and you can imagine seeing everything I'm telling you. So imagine you are walking on a quiet, peaceful, tree-lined country path. You're surrounded by majestic trees whose branches are swaying in the delicate summer breeze. And as you look up, you can see a bright blue sky overhead. And you can feel the breeze gently caress your face as your mind and senses are filled with the delicate aromas of life around you, the pines, the lilacs, the honeysuckle, the summer grass beneath your feet. You are surrounded by this lush green meadow, covered by flowers of endless color. And in the distance you can see majestic mountains rising. And as you're walking on this country path, you see a tree with great overhanging branches filled with blossoms of countless colors. And you sit down on a soft grassy patch under this tree and close your eyes. And as you are falling off into a gentle slumber, a deep calmness and inner peace, you can now perceive a mist in front of you. And emerging from the mist is a gentle light that is taking the form of letters in front of your eyes as you are half awake and half sleeping. The letters are forming one at a time. And as they form in front of you, you realize that these are not just letters. They are alive. They are sacred. They come from an eternal source, from the heavens. And first, you see the letter Yud. And then you see the letter Hey, and then emerging, you can see the letter Vav, and once again, you can see the letter Hey. And this is the Yud Ke Vav Ke that is so much a part of every bracha, of every tefillah prayer. You realize that they are not just letters, they are alive. They are the very force of creating the world that you live in, of creating yourself, of creating the beauty that surrounds you. These letters represent Hashem's holy name and presence in the world. They radiate a brilliant light that illuminates every molecule in the universe. These are the four letters of Hashem's name. They have always existed and always will. They are the essence of existence. Because through His name, all existence comes into being. And you so much desire to be a part, close to Hashem, close to Hashem's oneness, Hashem's eternity, Hashem's love, through which He creates the universe. And as you sit under the tree, imagine saying, Hashem, You are aware of all of my challenges, all of my negative addictions, which I so much desire to be free of. From my thoughts and my feelings in every area of my life. Hashem, I turn to You and only You in Your holy name of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei to enable me to be free, to elevate me beyond the prison of these addictions, whether in my thoughts or my feelings or my behavior. Hashem, I desire to become one with Your oneness, so that there be no separation between myself and Your Kedusha, Your holiness. I desire to draw Your loving, holy energy within myself every time I pronounce Your holy name. And as you sit under the tree, visualize these letters again. You're feeling closer, approaching Hashem's oneness, Hashem's love, His chesed, His power, His beauty, His eternal peace. Imagine giving over your mind, your heart, every limb of your body. You're giving yourself over to the Yud-Kei. As we say every day in Kriya Shema Ve'ahavta, Es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha b'chol nafshecha b'chol miyadecha. There is no separation. You are becoming a part of Hashem's holy name. And in this union, there is no thought, no urge, no impulse, no behavior, no feeling that separates you from Hashem. When you're connected to Hashem, your negative addictions vaporize, fade away, disappear. And you say, Hashem, the more Your holy name, the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, becomes real to me, the more real You become. And the more real You become, the less real my negative addictions. Because there is really only one reality in this universe, and that is You, Hashem. So please, Hashem, enable me to be free of all the negative thoughts, feelings, behaviors that have become a part of my life. And this is the first level of your Yud-Kei awareness, visualizing the Yud-Kei. So each time you come across Hashem's name in Brachas and Tefillas, you understand that there is something deeper waiting for you, waiting for your discovery. And when you do discover, you will enable yourself to feel a closeness to Hashem that is extraordinary and special and loving.